Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DECU presents the KISW Financial Advisor. Here to talk money, please welcome Todd. I invented numbers, so I know how this stuff works. Peach.
That's right, man. Todd Peach from BECU. You live, you work, you attend school here in Washington State. Guess what? You can be a member of BECU. It's a great credit union. All the info at BECU.org. And Todd, of course, has been a member of BECU for a long time, as well as over 25 years of experience in the financial world. And he's here to answer whatever questions you have. Hey, Todd.
Hey, BJ. How's it going?
You know what, man? It's not too bad. First day of summer, Seattle style, which means it's cold and gray.
It's going to be sunny later, 70 degrees.
I hope so, Steve. Right now, it's like, you know, not even in the 60s yet.
Well, it's not even 8 in the morning yet.
Oh, it is.
These are unfair expectations.
All right, fair enough.
Last month, it felt like July, though. I'll be honest, for a few days there.
Yes. So. Yeah. So, so Todd, we are here, and you'll be happy to know that my own kids have been having financial meetings with people, and we've talked about before that if you can get a financial advisor in your life, and there's so many different levels of financial advisors, including you can get some people at BECU to give you some good advice too, if you're a member.
Absolutely. I mean, as a credit union, that's our goal, is to help our members, you know, reach their financial goals, whatever that may be. So whether it's a member consultant, you're working with somebody opening a checking account or a savings account, or, you know, ask them questions, or they'll get you connected with the right person, whether that's a mortgage offer or a first time home buyer class or a financial planner that will sit down with you for free and kind of talk through, you know, what your plans are and where you're going. And so our goal is to really have the resources for you, whatever you're trying to do to get you empowered and educated to make the right decision.
And that's why we started this relationship with Todd, because we know you have a lot of questions out there. It's not something that's taught a whole lot in schools, at least when I was in school. And sometimes parents, they also aren't really good in that department. So if you got a question, you can call, you can text 206-803-ROCK. Todd Peach from BECU.org will help you out.
So I'll just look at one. Congrats to this person. I just got a fat pay raise. I'm hoping to put some of that money towards paying off our house faster. We bought it about 5 years ago. What advice do you have, Todd?
Oh, this is a good one, Todd.
Okay, back to the house one, right?
Everybody's got a house.
Depends what the interest rate is. I would put the house last on my bucket list of checking off debt. So as we know, we want to first go, do we have an emergency fund? So if something were to happen, that we could pay that 3 to 6 months. It's just a good ballpark, right, of expenses. So if you get laid off or you go to the hospital or whatever, you don't have to worry about making the mortgage or the car payment or whatever. And after that, I would, you know, look at making sure your investments, like if you're 401k or 403b, whatever your retirement plan is, are you making at least a minimum contribution for a company match? That you're leaving money on the table if you don't.
And so, Todd, is it so? All right, you're doing that to get the company match. Now, you can put in, of course, I think it's like almost 20 grand a year. Do you would you say somebody do that if they have extra money, just continue to pump it into their retirement account before they pay off the house? Or how do you gauge that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, put it into your retirement accounts before you pay that debt off. I mean, BJ, if you look historically, the S&P 500, it returns about 8-10% on historical average. Now, year by year, it's going to go up, it's going to go down, it's going to be less than that, more than that. I mean, last year it was down, the year before it was up. But on average, you're looking at 8-10%. So what is your mortgage interest rate? Well, it's not 8-10%, right?
Right.
It's much less than that. And even if you factor in taxes, so you look at your after-tax return on that, on the income that you're going to making, it's going to beat over the long run. It's going to beat what the interest rate you're paying on your mortgage, especially if you had that mortgage in the last 2 or 3, 4 years. He or she is in the 3-4% interest rate on that mortgage. So that's, in today's environment, that's really cheap, low, free money. So that would be the last thing that I would actually pay off. I would look at all my other investments, retirement, emergency fund, paying off auto loans, you know, and if I have credit card debt, those all come well before any kind of paying off the mortgage. Because the mortgage is actually not a bad debt to have. I mean, that it's an asset that in time will appreciate over the long run.
I mean, it's a dumb question, and based on that, I always see those things where it's like, hey, if you pay your mortgage, you break it up where you're paying it twice in a month as opposed to just once a month, that helps you lower the... Is that something that person could do?
Yeah. I mean, anybody can do that if you would like. Absolutely. If you do it, I think it's paying it every 2 weeks, Steve, not twice a month, but you can do that too. But you're just paying a little... It's going to pay it off a little bit quicker because you're just paying a little bit faster.
Yeah.
But I have heard some people make a payment every 2 weeks, so they're actually making one more mortgage payment over the year.
Huh. And Todd, let me ask you this, because people think of their 401k and they go, okay, I've got a 401k. Some people lucky enough to have a pension, but folks don't realize you can do more than that depending upon whether you get an IRA or you get a Roth IRA. And are you, so if, because your 401k can be different than that, are you saying that if they have extra money and they've maxed out their 401k, they can't give any more money to that, and they have a choice between paying down their house or maybe opening up an IRA or a Roth IRA, would you suggest that, because those are retirement accounts, would you suggest that they do that before paying off the house?
I would say heavily consider it, yes, if you're willing to take that a little bit more risk with that, BJ. I mean, obviously paying off debt is a given, right? If you have a 4% interest rate on the mortgage, you pay it off, you're earning 4% in theory, right? But if with interest rates so low with mortgages over the last 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years, we're not going to see a 3% mortgage, maybe not in our lifetimes.
Yeah.
And interest rates, you can get CDs and money markets and different things that are more than that. And especially if you look at bonds and you're going to be take a little bit more risk, and even the long term with the stock market, like I said, that over history, it will pay 8-10%, or it has. So I would say that would be a consideration. I'm not saying everybody should do that. I mean, I think if you like to sleep at night and just be done with debt, then, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Certainly doesn't, not a bad thing to pay off the mortgage. I'm not saying that. But I think if you're willing to take a little bit more risk over the long run, you can benefit that, especially if you have that low interest rate mortgage.
Yeah, I guess it just depends, Todd, on whether or not you think, you know, $20,000 a year that you're allowed with your 401k, when you compound that interest at the end of when you're 65, say 30, 40 years from now, will that still be enough to sustain you along with Social Security? That's the question anybody would have if they want to augment their retirement with these IRAs, is, mm-hmm. you know, is because you just don't know. I mean, it's hard to say whether or not that money is going to be enough to take care of you in 40 years. I personally, myself, I wonder. I'm like, I don't know if a 401k is enough anymore. Sometimes it's all people can do. But if you can do more, kind of feel like it's always, you know, good to try to save more if you can. But
yeah. And BJ, if I've learned anything, it's start early, right? I mean, yeah. I think you learned that lesson too, right?
I didn't do that, Todd. I didn't do it.
Yeah. But I mean, BJ, if you start in your 20s, right, when you start in the workforce and you save 15% of your income, you will be just fine in retirement. When you fast forward, you know, 30, 40, 40 years, you know, you're in good shape. If you can save 15%, that is a good thing to shoot for, a good number to shoot for. And I know it's hard because when you're starting out, you might have an auto loan, or, you know, you got to buy a house and you got to save. And I get all that. But the earlier, the better.
Yeah. Fast food addiction. I mean, there's a lot of things.
There really is. There's always some new hockey gear, yeah. You know, say a new wrestling streaming app. You got to get these things.
They're must-haves.
Yeah.
These aren't luxuries, BJ. They're necessities.
Yeah, for my wife, it was a hot tub. Just had it delivered yesterday.
Oh! Yeah. Now, Todd.
Now we're cooking with butter, Todd.
But look, Todd, a hot tub. You guys have been saving your whole life. You got your kids that are out doing their own lives. Like, you get to have one extravagance, don't you?
I know. So no, I gave in.
Listen to Todd.
I'm not one to do things halfway. So I was like, got to have a place to put it. So now I'm digging out and putting in pavers, and then I got a gazebo. So this is my summer project, BJ.
You're going to do it yourself, because I know you're not going to pay anybody to do that, because that's money out of Todd's pocket. I don't blame you, buddy. I mean, I get it.
I haven't found a neighbor who's an electrician, so we're wired to 220.
Look at this. Yeah. I need to have Todd work for me because I pay everybody. I'm doing this so wrong. I need Todd to really.
How big of a hot tub you guys getting?
Oh, it's only like a 4-person. Nice. Steve. It's just me and my wife. So, but it's nice. Yeah, I haven't set it up yet.
I love that idea. Especially if you come and take care of it. I love that idea.
Todd, did you pitch the inflatable one, like the portable hot tub?
No,
that wasn't gonna fly. I like those.
You think about it, though, Todd? Did you go, if she takes this inflatable one, this will be so much cheaper?
Well, that was her. That was actually her strategy to get me to say yes. Well, we'll just get this. She saw it at Costco or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I'm not getting an inflatable hot tub. So.
Oh, so she was able
to. Hey,
Todd,
they're nice. My neighbor's got one. It's pretty badass.
Todd, your wife's a genius.
Okay. If I'm going to do something, I'll save up, go quality.
She worked you good on that one, Todd. Your wife's a genius.
She knows me after many, many years.
That's fantastic. He was like, oh, honey, we'll just get this cheap looking one. That'll be fine. And Todd's like, I will not have that represent me as a man. That will not be in my yard.
You're going to love it. That's so awesome. Todd in the hot tub.
Yeah. Look at Steve. Steve's looking for an invite.
Oh, no. I'm just happy when people get hot tubs, man.
Yeah, you do. You really have this look of glee on your face. Like, you're not going to use it.
Well, I'm also happy that Todd's spending money.
Oh, that's what it is. So that you can then justify you spending money.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, that works. That works.
I did think of you, Steve, when I said yes. I said, well, yeah, Steve would want this too. So,
what would Steve do?
WWSD.
Steve would spend money.
Good call, Todd. Yeah, if you ever really want to know what Steve would do, you know it's going to be pull the trigger on an impulse purchase that might not be the best.
All right, we got to another house question real quick. Someone says, I'm a first-time home buyer. What would be the advantages or disadvantages of using a VA loan or a first-time home buyer's loan?
Feel like there's no disadvantages there, Todd.
No, the VA loans are a great product. I mean, if you're a veteran, which thank you for serving, that's kind of a one small way token that we can thank the veterans. So, absolutely consider that. Throw that up there as a first option, and look at other options too, just depending on what you're doing. But VA loans have pretty low down payments. Good rate. So yeah, definitely look at that. But I would advise for anybody looking to buy a home is take a first time home buyer class. BECU do offers them. They're free. You don't have to be a member. You can gain so much information and knowledge from those classes. So you do have a mortgage broker, mortgage person there to talk about the ins and outs of mortgage, but you also have a real estate agent. So it's just a way. I mean, I when I bought my first home many, many, many years ago, I bought a book and read a book, and it was very valuable. But now fast forward 30 plus years and there's all kinds of education out there. So first-time home buyer class, I would highly recommend it for anybody looking to buy buy a home, even now, or if you're thinking about it might be 2, 3, 4 years before, that's okay. Take that class now, and it'll empower you. You'll be in a better position when you're ready.
Probably going to have to send Usara your way, my daughter, because she's. There's been conversations about her and J-Rub's getting a house, even though she doesn't want to leave our house. But at some point, that's going to have to. Something's going to have to.
Great. Just go to BECU.org, and you can look on the financial education. You'll see the first-time homebuyer classes, and you can sign up for those. And I would highly recommend it for anybody. Again, nothing to lose. Doesn't cost you anything. Just a little bit of time.
Is there any information on the BECU website about how you can fade your dad out of the house so you can just keep the house that you're in?
Wow.
I don't have any advice for you on
good.
That.
Good. Okay,
Sarah's hoping that you did.
Good. Thank you, Todd. We don't need that kind of information. And hey, look at the time. Oh, it's just time.
It's hot tub time.
Yeah, it's hot tub time for Todd. But Todd will answer your questions. If you didn't get through on the phone line, he will take your emails. And if he can answer your questions, point you in the right direction, he will. Just go to KISW.com. Scroll down. You'll see the banner with Todd's smiling face. And of course, BECU.org. It's a great place for you to do your banking. And if you live, work, or attend school here in Washington State, boom, you're in. Todd, as usual, good talking to you. Enjoy the hot tub.
Great. Thanks, BJ. You as well. Take care.
There he goes. There goes Todd bubbling away.
Bubbling away.
Yeah, we have audio. Here's Todd. There he goes. He's just having a great morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.